Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Daryl, how you doing?
Hey, Daryl.
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you?
Need a little bit more energy from you just right off the rip there.
It's been a week.
I told you, Nick, I talked to him earlier in Berea. I said, hey, I'm hosting with Nick. He said, oh, great, I got to talk to you at 6, so I'm not surprised that he's a little down in the dumps today.
I was just teasing you. That wasn't for the air.
I'm sorry.
I mean, man, can't tell you anything, Spencer.
Daryl?
Nick?
Miles Garrett did comment on his foot injury. Did you come away from his comments feeling like this is just a momentary thing, or that this might be something he deals with over the next couple weeks?
Probably something he's going to deal with over the next couple of weeks, if not the rest of the season. But he didn't look to be slowed during the portion of practice we got to watch today. It didn't seem like he was favoring it or anything like that. So, he kind of downplayed it a little bit, didn't want to say a whole lot, didn't want to get in Kevin Stefanski's doghouse by giving us too much information about that injury. But he did reveal it's the same foot that he dislocated the toe at the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. But I think if he's out there, he's going to be able to do what he does best, and that's get after the quarterback and give the secondary an opportunity to make some plays.
Staying on the injury front, Daryl, is it safe to assume that James Hudson is probably starting at left tackle on Sunday?
These are the Cleveland Browns. There is never safe to assume anything.
That is fair.
Can't believe you would ask such a question, Spencer. I would venture a guess that it's going to be James Hudson because obviously Jed Wills ruled out again. Yeah. I just don't know why they didn't put him on IR. I really don't. Jack Conklin also taking part-time reps during practice. So I'm not confident he's ready to go. So it'll be the James Hudson Express Sunday in Jacksonville. Enjoy.
Daryl. The vibes are immaculate here right now. I just got to say.
Am I not laying the sarcasm on thick enough right now for you, Nick?
It's probably not going to be thicker than my blood after I have the burger teasers and milkshake early next week.
When's the payoff?
I believe that would be Tuesday of next week. Just another day closer to glory.
And the Guardians will hopefully by then have clinched a postseason berth, too.
At this point, I'm just looking forward to my burgers, teasers, and milkshake.
You know what I forgot to do, Nick? I should have done this the other day.
That is Nick's World Series.
No, I forgot to ask you, do we supersize the bet?
Go on.
he hears the word supersize. He just can't help himself.
I know. I don't know. Is that a yes from you? You'd like to supersize
the bet? That's not how this works.
Yes,
it is. No. You're not going to Trojan horse me into this. All right? The way bets work is both parties know, especially if you double down or if there's seemingly a parlay involved here, you have to be upfront with the terms of the bet. Thank you very much.
I'm wondering, do you want to do the what the supersize would mean? Would that mean you get a second burger?
You're focusing on the... See, you're doing this thing where you're trying to dangle an extra burger there to get me to opt
in before you say what the next...
Okay, double or nothing. Are you in?
No. I'm not doing double or nothing.
Here's a burger, Nick.
We could supersize it with an extra burger, but like we got to figure out what the terms would be.
Yeah, like is it like winning a World Series?
Is it, do they have to win, 93 games? Is it they have to win the division? I'm giving you the options. Since you've already won the initial bet, I'm giving you options.
And my option is to say, screw you. I'm going to take my burgers, my teaser.
But Nick, what if it's two burgers?
Okay, I get that I'm obese, guys, but I'm not that hard up for burgers. The point, it's not even about the burgers.
No, you are, because you've been rubbing this in my face for...
He says you can make the terms. Yeah. It could be a burger and a whole pizza.
I don't think you guys understand here. This is purely out of spite. I could afford several hundred burgers right now. At the drop of a hat, I'm simply doing this.
Congratulations on all your success,
It's
Nick.
Good to be the king. I'm simply doing this because it will taste sweeter because I was right, Dare was wrong, and now it hits them where it matters. That's right in the wallet. That's very personal.
And yet I'm giving you an opportunity to supersize.
Yeah, nope. I see right through
that
bull
junk. I
feel
like this is breaking news. Nick Wilson turning down supersized food opportunity.
Yep. Yeah, no, Nick Wilson.
Is this a first for you?
No, Nick Wilson is going to finish up on winning his bet. You see, you're just trying to get out of what is going to be a very painful experience for you.
What was the original number again?
It's 83 wins.
Okay.
Mm.
He wants to go to 90. He wants to push it to 93.
I bet he does. Yeah, I bet he does. And I'm simply going to say, you got to know when to hold him. You got to know when to fold him. In the words of the great Kenny Rogers. And I will not be baited into anything. Daryl, what is one step forward? If you had to pick one thing to look better with Deshaun specifically, like what's that first step to looking like an NFL quarterback again?
He doesn't take 17 hits in the game Sunday.
Mm. Is that a bad thing? Is that a big number?
17, yeah. It's getting hit 17 times in a game, yes. That's not good if you're a quarterback.
Okay. You think he can do it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm not dodging your question. I sincerely don't know. Because he looked lost at times last weekend. So, I don't know. For his sake, hopefully, yeah, sure. But, yeah, I don't know.
Has Deshaun playing well, and not just playing good enough to win, but Deshaun playing well, has that become as important as a win over Jacksonville this weekend?
Yes, 100%. Mm. Because if you lose a heartbreaker, but he plays well, you have something to feel good about going into week three against the Giants, besides the fact that it's the Giants who are on the schedule. But if he plays bad, and they still find a way to win, guess what everyone's going to be talking about next week? They're not going to be talking about the fact that the Browns won the game. They're going to be talking about that Deshaun still is not playing well. So I think it's critically important that he goes out there Sunday and has a good game.
Daryl, beyond Deshaun and looking like big picture on the entire offense, one week just feels like a short amount of time to correct everything that we saw on display last week. The pre-snap penalties, how Deshaun played, offensive line play, receivers dropping passes. How much of that is correctable, you think, in 1 week span? As the team talks about, like, hey, we put that one behind us, it's all easy, correctable stuff. Like, how much of that is true?
I think that the offensive line penalties, the pre-snap stuff, I think that's correctable. Lining up correctly?
Yeah.
If you can't fix that, you might as well just give it up. Snap count stuff, that's going to be a little tougher this week because they're on the road, and that's going to be a hostile environment for them, so they're going to be having to do a lot of silent count stuff this week. So I am worried about the false start thing, especially with the tackles, but lining up correctly is elementary football. It really is. So that, first of all, it should have been fixed before they got to the season opener. Clearly it wasn't, so hopefully now it is. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the glasses half full, there are things that are correctable. A lot of defensive players said this week that they felt that there were plays they could have made, you know, they feel that, too, is, you know, fixable. But it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to go out there and do it. And I myself, and I think a lot of other people, just want to see the Browns go out there and do it.
Daryl, would you agree that it's all on Deshaun to get this fixed with the way this whole thing is setting up?
Well, he certainly bears a tremendous amount of responsibility here. And obviously, with everything that has happened this week, he is back under the microscope with everything he does, both on as well as off the field. So I won't put it squarely on his shoulders, Nick, but he carries a tremendous burden because they're going to go as far as he can take them. And there's not a lot of evidence that he can take them very far right now, and he needs to change that.
Daryl, on the defensive side of the ball, how big of a loss do you think it will be for the secondary without having Juan Thornhill out there?
Well, I mean, they lost five guys to injury reserve this week, so not great. Two linebackers, Mo Hurst out as well, lost a rookie corner. But they do have, you know, veteran presence back there, Hickman, McLeod. So it is a loss, but we're going to find out, is this defense as deep as we thought it was going into the season, unfortunately, rather quickly.
All right, Daryl, real quick, it's prediction time. What do you got for us?
I got 0-2 for you.
Hmm.
Sorry to say it. Yeah, I'm picking Jacksonville to win this one.
How much?
I haven't picked a final score. Are you going to make me pick a final score real quick?
So tough.
Well, no.
Dig deep. You got this.
No, I haven't. Nick, I've been editing video for the podcast all afternoon, so I haven't even gotten to the game preview yet or, you know, making an actual pick.
King in the castle.
I'll say Jacksonville 26 and the Browns 16.
Can't take you seriously. Oof. With that one there. I mean,
why?
Come on. I mean, come on. I don't know. I got nothing. Be good, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
You anti-supersizing son of a gun, you. Have a great weekend.
See you next Tuesday. We've been sitting on this topic for the entirety of the week, and we've been saving it for a moment that we would have the time to truly get into it. I asked Daryl this, and I thought his answer was honestly quicker than I expected. And this is, as we think about the Jacksonville game on Sunday, it will never be more important because wins are the most important thing in the NFL. But have we gotten to a point where Deshaun playing well, maybe even having his best game as a Cleveland Brown to this point, is that as important as winning on Sunday?
I think we've been there for a while, honestly. Like, I think we were there last year when we heard all the talk of new offense revamped for him. Now, obviously, it was different people that were overseeing that. It was Alex Van Pelt versus, you know, you have Ken Dorsey now. But I felt that way last year because these fans are hanging and living and dying on every single performance you get from Deshaun Watson. And so, yeah, like last year, I thought there was points where he was turning the corner and the fans actually started to feel like, all right, we're seeing something. And that became like the thing. Like the reason the Ravens game is held in such esteem and something of like Browns lore for years to come is that
because they won on the road.
They won on the road and they had this great comeback. And Deshaun in that second half of that game, that was like his revelation. Like he had seen the light and all of a sudden he was a great quarterback. If you go back and watch it, you realize he was kind of just doing what he did on Sunday this past week, but it was turning into bigger plays, which was just like dumping it down and checking it down. But still, like that was like the game of his career. Ken and Lama had a whole debate about if that was the best, one of the top five games of his entire career that he's played or whatever the hell it was, top 10 of his career. So,
all right, listen, I'm the king of taking shots at the morning boys. They had no idea that what was going to happen the very next day. I will defend them on that. That was a valid topic.
No, they didn't talk about that at the time, though. They talked about that like earlier.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This year, if that is a top 10 performance of his entire career.
I do not remember that. Was it after it was declared legal? You know what I'm talking about? A little something.
I think it was before that.
So actually, I think if you said that last year, you were speaking hyperbole. This is, to me, yeah, it wouldn't have been true, this idea that Deshaun
Well, you were
playing
just ahead
well.
Of your time.
but no, I mean, I think, because it's not just about football anymore. Yeah. Now it is, like, and I said this to start the show, before you got in, like, this whole thing is built on the only person that can make it better or make it different is Deshaun.
Yeah.
They have fired the offensive coordinator, brought in the offensive coordinator to run a brand new system. This system doesn't highlight Nick Chubb. Honestly, I don't know Amari Cooper has ever played in a system like this is supposed to be, because he's been a predominantly West Coast wide receiver in his career in that offense. So I don't know what's meant to highlight Amari specifically. I don't know that the offensive line fits the new fits that they want to go to, because they kind of had been in the perfect run sets that they had been in previously, and they're now changing that up for the benefit of the Deshaun.
And they have a new offensive line coach who's like, teaching things differently.
Literally everything in this, the only guy that can pull the sword from the stone. And the plan, the reason why you do that is you're pushing all the chips to the center of the table so that he'll have the best chance to do it. But the flaw, not the flaw in the plan, but the one hitch in the plan is if he can't.
Yeah.
So now you're coming off what is arguably his worst game as a pro. That's how bad it was. There was nothing redeemable from Sunday. And then Monday, dude, I couldn't even talk about how badly he played for 3 full hours before the off-the-field stuff reared its head. And I know that, again, if from Deshaun's angle, it is of the same time period. It doesn't matter. Like, the Browns are mired in the meatiest, muckiest mud you can possibly be in. And the only thing that's going to churn those tires is good Deshaun Watson. So, like, winning will pause the conversation.
Yeah.
It will. But not as much as winning with Deshaun Watson leading the way.
It'll be, hey, they won. Great game. Great win. 1-1. We salvaged things. But we still need to see a little bit more from them. It'll be like the thought after the thought, essentially.
Well, and what's crazy about it is, in building this all around Deshaun, you've made it tougher to win in spite of him.
Yeah.
Right? Like last year, well, we've got the Kubiak offense, and Joe Flacco succeeded in this, and we still have, even though Nick Chubb's out, well, Jerome Ford's been in this offense for two years.
Call it the Kubiak offense. I would call it the Stefanski offense. Like, what we saw last year was how Stefanski wants to run his offense, in theory, and we now know Deshaun can't run that offense.
I don't think it's can't. I don't know that he had... Okay, so this is twofold.
I think it's canned. You're on, Nick. He played five games. We're in the
that's
third.
By the way, played his best football in 4 years in that offense.
But last year wasn't supposed to be that offense either. That's the point. Last year was supposed to be a new offense that was built for him, and now they amped building a new offense for him up a notch by bringing in a new coach who has completely different perspective and things he wants to do from what Stefanski's offense calls for.
But that's why last year is more of a mark on Stefanski than it was on Deshaun, is that, and again, I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass here. Kevin didn't have Deshaun consistently in the offense to morph the offense. So I'm not going to turn that into a slag on Kevin. But I just think, you know, like the stakes, it's so weird, dude. Like there have been times where in the last 2 years, the stakes have never felt higher. And now we come to this where it's the worst game of your career. A game that has everyone, every Browns fan out there, and I think some people in that building, shocked at how poor it looked. And a team that fell apart because every time you touched the ball on offense, the offense fell apart. And like, I do think that killed the vibes. I don't think the vibe started out as dog bleep. You got a bunch of 3-and-outs early in that game. Yeah, there were chunk plays. Yeah, there were miscommunications. That's week one stuff. But by the time we got to halftime, that place was dead, and you could see it on the players on the field. They didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
And then you go, and that's not even a low point of your week. So it's in a weird way. I think we've broached this conversation before, but I don't think you can overstate the psychological effect on Browns players, the organization, the fans, on Deshaun himself. The importance of him going out there and having like a 350-yard, 4-touchdown games that is...
Yeah, I mean, it calms everything down.
Well, no, that you can't possibly pick apart.
Yeah.
That would pause the every bit of the bad conversation in its tracks at least for 1 week's time.
So you say it would be like more hyperbole if I had said this last year, but the reason I say that is because... Ever since Deshaun got here, it was about more than just people will say like, well, this is about winning football games, but it was always about more than that. Like the Browns got this quarterback because they believed he was the missing piece that takes them to Super Bowls, takes them to deep playoff runs, all these different things. So I think from the start it was always about that. But then in a magnifying glass or a microscope, you magnify the fact that everything that Deshaun came here with, and so. That made it even bigger where it was like, yeah, it is more about The winning still is first, but him playing well is also always going to be part of this equation, because people are counting on him to be this saving figure for the organization, this franchise quarterback, and he has all this other stuff with him. You had to find a way to make that worth it in the end. And so that's why I think even last year, maybe people thought it was premature, but it wasn't. But now, Nick, like, this year is critical mass for him. Like, year three, you're at the halfway point of the deal that you signed with him when you traded for him. The first year is a wash because he had the suspension. Last year, you can't blame him for the injury. It happens, whatever. And so you give him a little bit of a pass there. But now it's like, if this thing doesn't come to fruition this year, if he doesn't realize the full potential of what he was supposed to look like, now you lose everybody. There's nothing that like turns it around, unless I guess magically he came out the next year. This is the year that is going to convince people whether or not you still have it or you don't. So yeah, every single one of these games matters in a way that's different for other quarterbacks, where like you might not be looking at every Patrick Mahomes box score in a microscope in Kansas City, because you know he's great and he always proves he's great the most important time of year. But for Deshaun, he doesn't get that treatment. Like, every one of these games is going to matter from here on out, and as long as he's in a Browns uniform, because of everything that is associated with him and what he was brought here to do. So
I think the only thing you're missing here is the compounding effect of another bad game. And I'm saying another game that looks anywhere close to what it looked like on Sunday. Because I think the thought here is, well, if you win, the pressure will be off. If you win in spite of Deshaun Watson, which I think,
that's exactly what it would become, they won in spite of him rather than with him.
Well, but I think like anything other than Deshaun playing well, next week the pressure is going, whether it's the way the pressure shot up this week, where it felt like there was a certain baseline of pressure and now the thing is redlining, whether it redlines again to a new level or not, it's only going to get worse until the farther and farther you get away from the good of last year, no matter whether it was the best or the greatest or whatever, however you want to say it, the farther and farther you get away from any of that good stuff from last year, and the farther and farther you get into every new detail that comes out about this accusation and every new detail that comes out. Because here's the thing. When I say pressure, I'm not just talking about the pressure from the fans, which I cannot – I mean, this is – dude, they lost one game. He played the worst game of his career. And the pressure this week has been insane. The frustration, the vitriol has been insane. Fast forward that 2 weeks. If you get to the Raiders game and you're 0-3, or hell, even if you're 2-1, but Deshaun hasn't played a good game or hasn't looked anything close to a quarterback, and you're 2-1 in spite of him, the only thing that's going, because it's just going to keep compounding and compounding and compounding until eventually the thing that snaps, the rubber band effect, it's going to be that locker room, or it's going to be Deshaun, or it's going to be both. We're talking real serious, the importance of winning football and good football by Deshaun this weekend.
And you say, you know, winning is always going to be number one, and I do agree with that. But I actually think the gap between the two isn't as vast as maybe we think it is. Like, And here's the reason why, Nick. Like, yes, winning, of course, matters. And fans want to see this season be successful. But if they're doing that in spite of Deshaun, this franchise is going to, like, the fan base is going to know, like, great. So because we're winning, Deshaun's back another year, and we get to talk about all this all over again. Like, him playing well or not well is like that's showing people what the future is going to look like. It's either going to look like Deshaun's here because the team's winning and you have to live with this longer, or it's going to be like he turns it around and now you feel good about things. But like, there's so much riding on him about the future of this team, and there's so many people who want to get out of the Deshaun Watson business that I think the gap between the two is actually I think if they lost this weekend, but Deshaun balled out and had like 400 yards passing, no interceptions, looked like the old Deshaun again, I honestly think the calls that you would get on Monday would be like a fan base that was like actually pretty excited given the circumstances of being 0-2, because they'd be like, well, hell, if Deshaun's going to play like that, like, we know we can win any other game on this schedule the rest of the way. This was a one-off. It's going to be okay. But the difference is, like, if you lose and Deshaun just plays poorly again, then it's like, we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing.
So I do wonder whether good football is any longer enough. I wonder if we just hit a critical mass of BS with this whole situation. But I think one really good game and a win buys you time. Two really good games in a row and two wins in a row. Now all of a sudden we start to really cut that pressure in half.
The tide starts to turn back the other way, yeah.
And if you can stack those in a row, which we haven't been able to do, that's when all of this gets back to being football, where all of a sudden good football does matter more than anything else.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.